All right, nobody better that I can bring you in the country, I think, to break this down, at least looking into the mind of President Trump and where this goes next here on the Dom Giordano Show. And just for overall being on the point, given so many vantage points that he's occupied. The new book just out in September, Confronting the President. We've talked with Bill O'Reilly about that before, and it's just a no matter how much you know about the presidents, you are going to learn and maybe even be challenged by and challenged back the observations of O'Reilly and the historian who puts these books together with them. Let's bring in Bill O'Reilly here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Bill, welcome in. The big O'Reilly takeaway last night that I was following pretty closely is J.D. Vance humanized himself. Didn't go overboard here, was very skillful in this. Is that the biggest observation?
Yeah, for me, because that's what I did in confronting the presidents. I humanized all 45 men. And some of them were, it was pretty difficult, Dom, to humanize LBJ. I mean, my God.
Oh, yeah.
But that is very important, particularly in this age of social media, that you are demonized, and certainly Vance has been, and he was able to get by that. And I'll give you a few bullet points, and then you can follow up. So one of the themes of confronting the presidents is that if Americans don't know who they're voting for, they are most likely making a mistake. The worst presidents were the ones that people knew nothing about. And I equate that to Kamala Harris, avoiding all exposure to any forum that might hold her accountable for what she has done. Now, there was a snap poll after the CBS debate. The poll said that Vance won the debate by 1 point. But that snap poll was totally useless because it was all people believing what they want to believe, not what took place before them. And Americans should know this, that most people are not capable of evaluating anything objectively. Everything is emotional. So if you look at the debate from a historical point of view, which I did, and of course I'll report it on my No Spin News on BillO'Reilly.com in a journalistic way tonight, but as a historian, there are two yardsticks about who wins a debate. A presidential or vice presidential debate. Number one, who helped their ticket more? Is there any doubt who helped their ticket more last night?
No.
There is. Vance helped the Trump-Vance ticket more than Walz helped that Kamala Harris ticket. It wasn't that Walz was bad. It was that he was predictable and a little bit befuddled. Okay, so he said what he memorized, and okay, and there are millions of people who believe that, but he didn't rise up. There were no moments for him. Whereas Vance set the agenda. He was pleasant. He was authoritative. He answered most of the questions. He dodged the 2020 election. All right, so he helped his ticket more than Walz. The other one is who looked more presidential? Who?
Well, Vance.
Now,
I mean, it's an obvious. Yeah.
In Tehran, all right, and yeah. You know that, you know, life is going to get really difficult now with war and violence and murder and mayhem. Who do you want to go up against? Vance or Walz? Come on.
Yeah, exactly right. So Bill, moving forward with this, I'm very interested in your take, or if you've been talking to President Trump. I still think, does Trump get it? He can do. He's not Walz. He's not Vance in a debate. Very few people, policy, are going to be on that. But it's not that hard to turn the tables on those moderators as Vance did.
Right. Vance was very good with Margaret Brennan. Because she absolutely misstated immigration law. He was much kinder to her than I would have been. I'll tell you that. Now, Trump doesn't talk to me. I haven't talked to him in a long time. He's mad at me because I'm actually covering the campaign in a fair way, and he doesn't want that. He wants 100%, I'm the greatest guy that ever lived. That's what Donald Trump wants. If you deviate out of that, he doesn't like that. And I don't care. I mean, it doesn't matter to me. I have a job to do, and I'm going to do it. So I don't have any access to Trump at this point. He may call tonight in the middle of the night, possible. Vance did an interview with me, and I want everybody to Google O'Reilly Vance and look at it. He answered the questions. And that's all I require. I don't have to agree with you. If anything you're wrong, I'll tell you, but look, just answer the questions, and we can get some information flow out.
So, Bill, are you still in the camp, though, that Trump should do the debate, particularly if it's on Fox or wherever it is, that he has it within him? My listeners are saying, no, don't do the debate. He can't do it. Now, he's done well in his own way in other debates. You mean to say he couldn't do what Vance did in his own way last night when it came to the fact-checking, et cetera?
No, he couldn't do what Vance did. It's impossible for him to do it. He's not disciplined enough to do it.
So you would say strategically, don't do another debate.
No. If I were Trump, I would do another debate. But from what I understand, the Republican internal polling says Trump's going to win. And he has bought into that. Now, I've got a guy on tonight from Brazil who runs Atlas Polling. Atlas Polling was the most accurate in 20. And this guy, he's pretty smart. And nobody's ever heard of him. And I'm putting that on tonight. But I know for a fact that the Trump people think they have it. So their thinking is, why risk anything? We're ahead. I don't know whether, you know, that's what they believe. So if you look at all the polling that comes in, it's all over the place. But it's, you know, he's winning by two. He's down by one. Mm-hmm. He's that. You can't. This Atlas guy is going to be a good interview because he's going to give me an overview of trends. And then trends with 5 weeks out are very important. I would do the interview because I believe that Trump's record for 4 years is way superior to Biden-Harris. It's not even in a ball game, and I could handle 3-1 or whatever it would be. Harris is never going to do Fox ever, so Fox is out of the equation. It's not going to happen. 60 Minutes now was going to do them both, and Trump's saying, no, I'm not going to do it unless they apologize for the Hunter Biden laptop. I'm not sure that's the right strategy, but when I looked at what 60 Minutes is putting on, they're putting Whitaker on Harris. Whitaker's not a tough guy. He's not Mike Wallace. Everybody knows that. And then he wants Pelley on Trump. Pelley's 100 times tougher.
Yeah, exactly. Unfair on that.
If I'm Trump and I'm saying you're giving Harris a cupcake and you're giving me your toughest boy who doesn't like me, Pelley doesn't like him, why would I do it? I understand it, but I would still do it because I have the record. And if Trump would just fall back on that record and knock the emotional stuff out, the unfairness out, the anger out, I know that's easy for me to say. He has a perfect right to be angry. There's not been one other president in our history, Dom, except for Abraham Lincoln, who's more vilified than Donald Trump.
Yeah, without a doubt. Bill, one other thing last night. I thought this was a game plan going forward. Maybe these Republicans can't execute it on the issue of abortion, because I think that Vance has been in the classic position before this, but I thought he handled that beautifully last night, and he gave the way forward for how to handle this. He wasn't given an opportunity, though. They didn't fact check what goes on in Minnesota, where doctors have the right, if the baby survives, to determine what to do. That's a fact.
Yeah, and Walt signed that bill. He changed the bill.
He changed
that
it.
That mandated a doctor has to try to save the baby's life, and Walt lied about it. So, yeah, but there was no fact check, supposedly, in that debate. That was one of the rules that Brennan broke when she hit Vance on the Columbia, Ohio thing. And Vance scolded her, and rightly so. And she made her look foolish. So Walsh is an abortion zealot. very simple question was asked of the governor. Do you support terminating a fetus in the ninth month? He wouldn't answer it. Well, that's an answer.
Exactly.
Because 99 out of 100 civilized human beings would say, no, I don't.
Bill,
99 out of 100 human beings say, I don't support, unless the woman's going to die or the baby's going to die. It's got to be that catastrophic.
Bill, picture for a moment, too, what it says about Harris and the Democrat Party. Josh Shapiro and I have crossed swords. I can't tell you how many times, but if he were there last night with Vance, that would have been a heck of a debate. And I don't know that we would win Pennsylvania, and yet they couldn't tag him in.
Well, I don't think Walz is a good pick, if that's what you're asking
yes.
me.
I don't know
Shapiro. I don't know about this we business, Don. I don't want to be associated with any political party myself.
I hear you. Yeah.
I think they're all pinheads. I'm trying to get who's going to hurt the country least. That's what I'm getting. But anyway, I don't see what Walz brings at all.
No, nothing.
A folksy guy who doesn't know he wasn't in Tiananmen Square. I mean, that was embarrassing.
Yeah.
I can be a knucklehead. Well, I don't know if we want a knucklehead going up against Putin. I don't know if we want one like that.
Yeah, exactly. Bill, one other question about your book. With the book out now and all the rounds you've been doing, I saw you with the Hoover interview and some of the others. What is it that has come up in this? Is there any insight you have now, further insight, about what you're being asked about the presidents?
Most of the interviews have been very good because most of the interviews are ers, like you, have read at least part of the book, and they are curious about what I'm putting on the page. And that's why the book is number one on the New York Times list. And, you know, that brings those people over at the Times great joy, Dom. It's the 19th time my name has been at the top of that list. And then every time, I'm sure they go out and celebrate. Oh, right, it's got another number one Times bestseller. We love that. This press that I have done is 95% fair, and the questions are intelligent. It's not a lot of stupidity. I'm not doing the morning shows. I'm not doing the people who make the omelets every morning. I'm not doing them. PBS was disgraceful, but that's PBS. And that was my fault because I know they're disgraceful. Did you watch the Frontline documentary comparing Trump with Harris? They brought in 15 people, Frontline did, who were anti-Trump. 1-5. They brought in no one who was anti-Harris. That is a disgrace. PBS and NPR are disgraceful, fraudulent, and they are getting $550 million a year from the taxpayer. It's unbelievable, that corruption, that level of corruption.
Absolutely. Well, Bill, thank you again, as always. And soon we'll be talking, too, about great stuff for Christmas. And this book ranks right up there. I say it all the time. For people that know a good bit about the presidents, it's even better. I mean, I just couldn't believe some of the details. You know, we've talked about Grant. We talked about the number that died of dysentery or something like that. You just don't see that in any other book.
And Vance looks exactly like U.S. Grant.
Yes, he does. Yeah.
Look at the picture. I got a Grant in the book. Look at Vance. They could be twins.
You know, and they're about the same height. They're about the same kind of build. Everything about them is U.S. Grant. I guess that's good.
Yeah. So anyway, Dom, I really appreciate all the help. Always a pleasure to talk with you. Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome, Bill. Take care. Bill O'Reilly here on Talk Radio 1210. All right, you heard that insight now about the Trump campaign having internal polling indicating they believe now that they have the momentum to win. So why do it? Now, I haven't heard that anywhere else, that that's how dead set they are on this. God knows what they have or what they believe in. I'm still believing it comes down to Pennsylvania, coming down to going to be incredibly tight. I'd rather react that way than believe, well, we're just running out the clock here.